everyone, and welcome to Marketing and Sales Over Cocktails, the weekly podcast that helps you grow your business, improve your life, and enjoy yourself along the way. I'm your host, Alan Langer, and every week we try to bring you the best thought leaders, the best business leaders, and the best minds out there to help you succeed in business and in life. So sit back, relax, grab your pad, your pen, and your favorite beverage, and enjoy the next episode of Marketing and Sales Over Cocktails. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Marketing and Sales Over Cocktails. This is your host, Alan Langer. We are at episode 61 tonight. We have passed the mark of 60, and we are now embarking on 61, heading towards 100. I'm very excited to have Rocky Lalvani. I hope I pronounced his name correctly, but Rocky's going to be joining us in a second. And what we're doing tonight is a little bit outside the box, because we're going to be talking about budgeting in small business. We're going to be talking about how to position profits properly, because I know a lot of our customers and a lot of our listeners actually are solopreneurs. And one of the biggest things that people talk about are the issues that they have with properly figuring out their budget for their small business. So Rocky's going to help us with that tonight. Before we get to Rocky, just remember that marketingandsalespodcast.com is the website, marketingandsalespodcast.com. The Ask Alan button is at the top. If you click on that button, send me a question. If I read your question on the air, which I'm doing later, from Joseph in New Mexico, he's got a good question. I will send Joseph a free autographed copy of my book. And if we read one of your questions, you will get the same. So without any further delay, Rocky Lalvani, welcome to the show tonight. How are you, sir?
I am wonderful. Glad to join you today, Alan. Excited to be here.
Did I pronounce your name correctly? It's the one thing I forgot to ask you.
You pronounced it correctly.
Perfect. Lalvani. Okay. Well, Rocky is a pretty cool guy because he's calls himself the chief profitability advisor for business owners. And I like that because I'm a business owner. I'm a small business owner. I run my own consulting company. And I will admit, I'm not the best with money. And when I see some things that help me with money, it's like, oh, I should really try to implement this. It's just like when I see something for time management or I see something for this. But I've always seen that like money is almost the last thing people figure out, as you know, not only personally, but in their business. So tell us how you got into what you're doing and how you help people.
So ever since I was a little kid, I wanted to be a millionaire. And so I was the weird kid who was playing with spreadsheets at a time before anyone knew what a spreadsheet was on a computer. And I was reading the Wall Street Journal and I was just trying to figure out, how do you do this, right? And the only way I knew how to make money back then was to invest in the stock market. And so I literally built systems and processes to extract money as soon as it came into my hands and put it to work in a variety of different paper assets. And I made a lot of mistakes, as we all do, but just automating the system is what allowed me to have financial success. And I looked around, I'm like, I don't understand this because I'm an immigrant to the United States. I came here from another country. We started off with next to nothing. I look around, I go, there's all these people who are making all this money. Why aren't there more millionaires? Because again, I told you that was my goal. So I had to know how many millionaires are in the United States. What's their path? How do we do this? Mm-hmm. And there aren't that many. And I couldn't figure out what it was. And I realized later on, looking back, it made a lot of sense. Number one, nobody's taught money, right? Mm-hmm. Like schools don't teach money. I have an MBA. They didn't teach me how to build wealth. You look at your regular schooling, K through 12, they don't teach you money. I have a degree in economics. They didn't teach me how to build wealth. On top of that, I grew up learning about money because my parents had conversations with all their friends, like, how do we create this American dream? How do we live here? How do we spend here? I didn't realize most people weren't having money conversations at home. And so if nobody's teaching you about money, and as a kid, you're getting all these negative messages from, we can't afford that, to you have to work hard to make money, to money is the root of all evil. Well, you're going to stay away from it. And so it's now there's a whole science. It's called behavioral psychology, and they have behavioral psychology for finances. And so I just spent a lot of time figuring out what are all the problems and what's the easiest way to kind of get through it and how do you help people build wealth?
Well, before we get to some of those solutions, I will be remiss if I don't ask you what you're drinking tonight, because this is Marketing and Sales Over Cocktails. Oh, you got a Stella? Is that a real Stella?
I got a Stella. Yeah, no, it's a real Stella in a real Stella glass. They gave me the glass free when I bought a 12-pack. Like, talk about marketing. So now I have to keep buying more to fill the glass. You can't put something else in here.
No, absolutely. So here's a virtual cheers into the camera. Thank you for joining me. And you're down in South Carolina, or I forgot where I looked and I just forgot where you are now.
I'm in Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania. That's right. I was talking to someone else in South Carolina today. So, okay. But East Coast. All right. So, you know what what's funny when you said, it's not funny, but it's a fact. When you talk about people not knowing how to do anything with money, and then there's, you know, not as many millionaires as they should be. I was talking to someone a couple of days ago, and we were talking about, I forget what the conversation is, but we were talking about how people don't know how to handle money, especially when they get it in a large quantity. Mm-hmm. And I think the statistic, like 92% of lottery winners are broke within 5 years of the money that they win. That's unbelievable when I heard
same
that
thing,
stat.
Same thing goes to inheritance.
Wow. Why do you think that?
Everyone's got a money mindset and everyone's got a money thermostat. Okay. And what happens when you get those large infusions, you haven't changed yourself. And so think about it. If money is the root of all evil and rich people are evil and that's your programming, what are you going to do when you get money? You're going to get rid of it, right? Yeah. You're going to spend it. The other thing is, you think you have a lot of money, so you get a large bunch of money, and people don't realize $1 million is essentially nothing. And it's hard to understand. So I used to do a bunch of stuff on the personal side before I flipped over to the business side. And so you say to yourself, well, if I want to say screw the man and walk away, how much money do I need? And so there's a calculation for that. For every $1 million you have, you are pretty much guaranteed $40,000 a year in lifetime income. So it's the 4% rule.
Okay.
And what that basically means is if I have $1 million and I invested in the stock market and bonds and all of that stuff, I can probably withdraw 4% a year, inflation adjusted, for the rest of my life and be okay. So if you think about it, if you've got $1 million, I feel like a millionaire, but the reality is that's only going to fund a $40,000 a year lifestyle. And there's that dichotomy between you think you have all this money, but you quickly blow it. Well, I got $1 million, so I'm going to buy a house and a boat and a car. Now I got 400 grand. Mm-hmm. And that house, boat, and car each cost 40 grand to maintain. Like, mm-hmm. Within 5 years, it's all gone.
That's all gone. Look at that. Yeah. Wow. So do you think, what is the number one thing? So basically, let's talk about you having your stuff make profit a priority, and you use the Mike Kalowitz, I think I pronounced his name right, his profit first system. I see the book behind your head there. I've heard a lot about that. Why don't you talk to us about the profit first system and how that works and how it can be applied to people who are listening with a small business?
So the principles of profit first are the same principles that I use to become a multimillionaire. So the principles are always true. Some of your listeners may have heard of Dave Ramsey.
Oh, yeah.
He's got an envelope system, right? You get your money and you separate it and you give each dollar a purpose and you put it in that envelope. And when you're done spending, you're done spending. Go figure out how to be more resourceful. Mm-hmm. Figure out how you're going to make it through the next couple of days without that money. That's the same principles of profit first in the book. So the book is based, there's three underlying principles that I think everyone needs to understand. The first is the power of compounding. And so compounding is a super powerful principle. The problem with compounding is compounding takes time and nobody, right, likes to wait. So the book that's titled, I Will Teach You to Be a Millionaire in 10 Years, does sell zero copies. The book that says, I Will Teach You to Be a Millionaire This Weekend, sells 1 million copies. The latter book, nobody's ever going to become a millionaire. The first book, everyone who follows it will become a millionaire, but nobody wants to wait the 10 years.
Right.
So here's the interesting thing. And I'm going to pull up, I always forget to pull up my spreadsheets. If you had a penny and you doubled it 32 times, how much money do you think you'd have?
I'd have to do that, but you'd probably have quite a bit.
Give me a number.
Let's see, 2 cents, 4 cents, 8 cents. I would say, I don't know, $20,000. I have no idea. I'm terrible at math.
What if I told you it was $42,949,672.96?
No way. Doubling a penny 32 times. Really? Wow.
But here's what's interesting. Double a penny 31 times, and do you know what you get?
Half of that.
That's right, $21.5 million. Double it 30 times, you're at $10 million. You know, I saw you counting when we started. If you doubled a penny like 15 times, you'd end up at like $327.
Right, right.
And so you're like, yeah, this penny doubling thing sucks. I've been doing this 15 times. I got $327. I'm getting nowhere. I'm going to quit. But if you kept going, you see what happens? Because the next double goes from 327 to 655. And then it goes to like, it is.
Yeah.
And this principle applies to everything in life, right? So as you get older, you know, you don't get fat by eating one donut. You get fat by 20 years of eating donuts a little bit at a time.
Right.
Money works the same way. Compounding works in everything in life. You don't build a skill overnight. Everyone who's an overnight success story has 10 years of hard work behind them.
Right.
They showed up, they did the work, they failed, they tried, they kept going. So that's the first principle. Compounding always works. That's the principle I use to build wealth. I started small. You take a penny, you start with a penny today, start with two tomorrow, you know, get up to a buck, then you get up to a little, you start small and you grow. So it doesn't matter where you're at. Mm-hmm. The second principle is called Parkinson's Law. And Parkinson's Law basically says we use up all the resources allocated. So your kid says, I've got a project for school. I've got 3 weeks to do it. It takes him 3 weeks to do it, which is complete BS because he wasted the first 19 days. He looks at it day 20 and then he gets it all done in one day.
Right.
Same thing happens in your business, right? I got this project for business. The sales rep shows up. First question, what's your budget? Whatever number you throw out, that's what he's going to spend. I got a $100,000 budget. Well, we're going to spend $100,000. How long do you have to do this? I got 6 months. All right, $100,000, 6 months. That's my budget. That's my time frame. But if you said to him, I got 10 grand in 3 weeks, they'd find a way to get it done for 10 grand in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. This comes back to lifestyle inflation. I don't care how much you make, you're going to spend more than you make or pretty close, right? It just naturally occurs.
Right.
And so that's the principle behind that. And then the third principle is the Pareto principle, which everyone knows, the 80-20 rule. 20% of what you do produces 80% of the results. 40% of what you do gives you 96% of the results. My attitude in life is I'm going to take back the 60% of my time, money, and effort, and you can have the 4%. I don't need to be 110%. I'm perfectly content at 96% with more than half my life back. Because that means I can go do another 96% now out of 192%, and I still got 20% of my time left. That's compounding. That's using smarts. That's what it called working smart versus working hard.
Wow.
So brilliant. You put all these principles together, and that is what the book is based on.
Wow. Yeah, I've been told by more than one person to read that book, including a person I was coaching recently that she said, oh, yeah, you got to read this book. So now I'm definitely going to pick it up. So, you know, it's funny when you said the doubling principle. I'm not a gambler at all, but when I ever am in Foxwoods or somewhere like that, I like to go to the roulette table and put money on black and see how many times I can let it ride until it keeps doubling. And I remember one time I got up to $1,600. Because it doubled, I don't know, whatever it was. And of course, I left it there to see if it would go to 32 and I lost it all. But when you start thinking about, wow, 3,200, 6,400, 12,000, 24,000, it goes up pretty quickly once the small numbers are out of the way.
It does. It very much does. And so that's the principles of profit first is, first of all, might change the equation. So the standard equation that your accountant gives you is sales minus expenses equals profit. Mm-hmm. So profit's a leftover. It's what you find out at tax time. Business owner goes to his CPA around this time of the year. CPA says, congratulations, you were profitable. Here's how much you owe in taxes, which creates two questions in the mind of the business owner. Where is that money? Which the CPA laughs at you and says, you spent it. And the second question is, how am I supposed to pay that tax bill? The book solves both the problems. So literally what happens is Mike changed the equation. And he did this because he's a serial entrepreneur, had his seven-figure walk away, and then he quickly lost the entire seven figures to the point where they were taking the car and the house.
Wow.
He said, I screwed up. I thought I was smart. I got to do this smarter. How do I do it smarter? So he had this aha moment that the equation he was using was wrong. And he said, let's do sales minus profit equals expenses. So we pay ourselves first. That's how I built my wealth. As soon as I got a paycheck, I took money and I put it aside. And I kept it compounding and I kept increasing the amount that I put aside. The next thing it does is it causes you to automatically constrain your expenses. So we learn to spend less. So if you think about it, and this is where business owners really get it wrong. You're a business owner and you have a 5% profit margin, okay? Mm-hmm. That means for every additional dollar you spend, you need $20 in revenue. I don't think people understand that correlation very well. They go, hey, look, a dollar came in. Hey, look, I can spend a dollar. No. It's not a one-to-one sales to expenses. And that's where I think business owners get tripped up. So the principles of the system are money comes in, and now we use kind of the envelope system like Dave Ramsey talked about. But instead of envelopes, we use bank accounts. The first account is, of course, can you guess what the first account we put money into is?
Would be your salary?
No. What comes first?
Taxes.
No.
No? See, I'm wrong twice. I'm not going to get
What's
wrong
the name
time.
Of the book?
Profit.
There you go. Profit comes first. So the first thing you do is you put your profit aside.
How do you determine what's your profit?
So here's the thing. There are targets in the book of where you should be. You're probably not there. So let's go back to the principles we learned. We can start small. Let's start with 1%. Surely you can afford a buck out of 100, can't you?
Yeah, it might be available to afford two.
Yeah. So we'll start with, if you're not profitable yet, we'll start with 1%, and we'll put 1% in that little account. And again, let's go back to what we learned. You saw what happened to the penny. Mm-hmm. That 1% will multiply. And as you start to increase it over time, it really grows. The next thing you do is what you said, you pay yourself first. So the second account is your income. And for your income, we do more than just your income, right? And the reason we do more than your income is because all you business owners take all your expenses and throw them into the business. When you do that, you make your business less valuable because the guy buying your business doesn't see that it's very profitable. Hmm. So what we do is we put all the expenses that are for the benefit of the business owner in the owner's pay account. So if you're paying for your kids' cell phone bills and your annual corporate trip to the islands to have your business discussion and, you know, the BMW that you had to have that nobody cared about, but, you know, all of that stuff comes out of your owner's pay so that it's clear what the business is benefiting you.
Okay. So you call that the owner's pay or your income?
Yeah, your income. And everything that is truly to your benefit goes in there.
Okay.
Then we have the tax account. So that when tax time comes, tax time is the scariest time of the year for the business owner because he walks into a situation that he has no clue what the outcome is. And they freak out, especially when you get a large tax bill. By setting aside the percentages for tax, you're ready for the tax time. And so I'll tell you a story about Mike. Mike was in the recruiting business. Mm-hmm. He had a blowout year. And as always, the accountant and the business owner don't talk all year. So tax time comes. This is what the accountant dreads. No accountant wants to call the business owner and say, you owe a lot of money. So the accountant doesn't want to call him. Finally, the accountant has to call him. He's like, Mike, you owe a lot of money, you know, in taxes. He said, yeah, I know business was great last year. What do I owe? She said, it's almost six figures. Mike said, drop off checks tomorrow. Her answer was, in the 20 plus years of doing this, no one has ever said that to me. Because usually they're cursing, screaming, and freaking out. Right. Mike told me, he goes, I had more money in my tax account than I needed to cover that tax bill.
Wow.
So the business owners who use profit first, one of the things they say is tax time is one of the best things for us now. Because they no longer feel fearful, right? They're like, I can handle this, whatever it is, I'll be able to do it. And like Mike, if you've got extra money in the tax account, bonus time for you.
Okay, so that becomes a bonus then.
That becomes a bonus to you, right? Because you oversaved and that's good and you can take it. And then whatever's left goes into OPEX. So now we constrain our savings or spending. And once you get the rhythm going and you get to a later chapter in the book, it talks about going down and every single line item of your spending, ask yourself, does this serve my customer and my clients? And is it part of what I have to offer? Is this something I need in my business just to operate, but not necessarily serve my clients? Mm-hmm. And then the third one is vanity. Is this just vanity spending? We get rid of all the vanity spending. And what you will find as you go through your credit card bill is, why am I paying for this software? We stopped using it 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Why am I paying for this software at this price level? I don't use any of the premium features, right? And
so true.
As you go through, you'll notice that. Now, if you have employees, your employees love to spend your money because it's not theirs. You'd be like, what are my employees spending all his money on? Now, I'm going to tell you something. Do not cancel the coffee subscription. Nobody wants to cancel the coffee subscription. Right? Be wise in your choices, right? Yeah,
don't cancel coffee.
Don't cancel coffee.
Wow. This is great stuff because especially what you just said at the last point you made, I'm a classic example of like I chase shiny objects because I'll see, ooh, look at this app. I can do this. And all of a sudden I'm like signing up for $19 a month and I'll get the email and everything. And then all of a sudden I'll get a bill 30 days later. I'm like, what the hell was that for? I don't even know I signed up for it. And one time I went through a lot of it and I canceled five or six things that were costing me $200 a month that I didn't even know were happening. And I think a lot of us are like that, right?
And then another year goes by and the 200 turns into 400 a month.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then
and you compound
$2,400 a year. You know, that can go toward your taxes. So that's really now when you say compounding though, and put these in bank accounts, most bank accounts don't have any type of compounding interest. So is there a way to do this? You know, or you just have to deal with bank accounts that you just keep the money there and nothing happens to it?
So unfortunately, in our current times, essentially nothing is happening in a bank account today.
Right.
However, what we can do is once you build up a certain amount in your profit account, or you know, you've built up a little bit, we remove it from the business. And what we can do is think about, how do I put this money to work in another way?
Okay.
So the number one thing I tell people is, hey, guess who the best tenant is in real estate? You. Why don't you buy your building? Pay mm-hmm. yourself rent. So that's one way to kind of almost create another stream of revenue. Mm. It's almost tax-free because real estate's all getting depreciated, mm-hmm. right? It's a way to build wealth that will compound because that building is going to go up better than your bank account. Mm-hmm. The other thing might be, hey, you hate tax time. You don't want to pay taxes. Put it into a retirement account.
Right.
Get a good person to manage your retirement. And they're going to be able to get you 8, 9, 10%. And you know, if you get 8%, 8% into 72 is 9. So every 9 years, it'll double. And that's just a simple principle. You take whatever the interest rate is, you divide it into 72. It'll tell you how long it takes to double.
Oh, really? Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah. So if it's 12% interest, it'll double in 6 years. Is that right? Yeah. 8% is 9 years. You know, if it's 7%, take 10.2
almost
years.
Almost 10.2 years. Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll give you the numbers. And here's the thing. As you get older, you know, life goes by like this. 10 yeah. years is the blink of an eye. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you've got $250,000 and 10 years later, it's a half a million. And now you're 60, the half a million's a million. Now you're 70 and it's 2 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
right.
2 million bucks is...
It's 80 right? grand a year.
It's 80 grand a year.
From the earlier.
On top of your Social Security. So, you know, at that point, you got six-figure income. Life is okay. Yep.
Life is okay. And you're fooling around in Florida. Absolutely.
And you don't have to worry about selling the business.
Right.
You know, you don't have, like, that's all gravy on top of it.
Yeah. And what you're saying here, like for me as a solo business owner, you know, I have a consulting company. I don't have any employees. You know, this seems pretty easy to implement. And I probably should be doing this tomorrow. So I'm glad we had this conversation, but I'm getting the book tomorrow as well. So... Well, what's cool?
Do you
is,
like hard copy or you like Kindle?
I'm probably more of a hard copy guy, but either is fine. Doesn't matter. So I have to look in my Kindle because someone may have gifted it to me. I have to check that. So, but I'm getting it either way. So I'll figure right. it out. But yeah, but it's definitely something I need to do. So. Because I am, you know, it's not one of my strengths is figuring out money because it's always, I really love the expenses is what you can spend is what's left over rather than spending first, which is the expenses first.
That was the biggest shock to me, that most business owners didn't understand the business of business.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. What? What do you mean? And then I realized it. They're all doing what they love. They don't want to be accountants.
Right. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And that was just a major aha for me.
Wow. Well, we have a great question. I was going to ask you a question, but our question of the week this week, I'm going to ask Joseph's question, but then I'm going to follow up with it because I have something in my mind based on what you're talking about. So we're already at 30 minutes at this podcast. It's been flying by. So I really want to thank you for all the info, Rocky. By the way, where'd you get the name Rocky from?
It's a nickname. I've had it from the time I was a little kid.
Yeah. So what's your actual birth name?
Rakesh.
Rakesh. Oh, that's cool. Well, now I can see where Rocky came from. All right. So Joseph from New Mexico, which is cool. We got a listener in New Mexico. He writes, I have trouble with budgeting for my small business, which I think most small business owners do. It's only me. And I am wondering, do I pay myself a salary first or just deal with all the money in one bank account and go from there? So you obviously answered a lot of that, but he's asking himself, should he pay himself first rather than last? And I'm thinking the answer would be yes, I would assume, right?
Budgets are like diets. They suck. So here's the thing. Everything we talked about makes sense for Joseph, right?
Yeah.
Set up your profit account. You have a business. It's supposed to be profitable. So put a little bit aside for profit. Pay yourself first. Like, why are you putting yourself last?
Right.
You need to be in a strong position. What we tell business owners is, how much do you need to live at home? So what's your home budget? That's going to tell you what you need to generate from your business. And now you can decide, okay, is my business generating this or not? And then how do I make changes in my business to be able to generate it, right? So now it's creating that kick in the butt to get you going.
It's also giving
home.
You an actual real number too.
It's giving you an actual real number. So pay yourself first, put aside for taxes, and then spend what's left. So yeah, this is perfect for Joseph.
So here's my question. We talked about the profit when you say start small, maybe 1 or 2%. How do you figure out? So you figure out your salary based on your home and personal expenses? Is that how you figure out the percentage of salary?
That's going to tell you the minimum you need to take home from your business.
Okay.
Right. If you've got a certain lifestyle, you need to fund that lifestyle. The question is, will your business do it or won't it? So it's the come to the table and face the facts kind of music. Now, some people have a business that is super profitable and it more than covers what they need at home. But the reality is everybody faces storms. So take the excess and put it aside and build wealth.
Take it out of the business and put it somewhere else.
Hey, look, let's face facts. You know, if you look at how much has the world changed in the last 10 or 20 years?
Quite a
dramatically.
Bit.
So many businesses have gone out of business because of the iPhone. Like, I don't need a GPS anymore. Like, all those GPS companies that were selling $300 GPSs, they needed to change their plan.
They didn't.
You know, the AT&T operator is gone. So if you think about it, the world keeps changing rapidly. Your business, someone comes up with software to replace your business, you're obsolete. Yeah. And that is just the reality of the situation.
Right.
So you've got to be able to build other wealth. So yeah, for him, I would just tell him, figure out what you need to live, figure out if your business can support that, and then set up the accounts and automate it. It just takes all the emotion out of it. It takes all the drama out of it. And when you have good months, what happens when you have really good months is your owner's pay account starts to swell. So that when you have some bad months, you still have money to pay yourself that month because it built up and there's excess.
So you're saying just you pick a percentage, let's say it's, I don't know, 15% or whatever. And you say that whatever comes in that month, 15% of it goes in my owner's pay, no matter what.
And the good thing is, as your business grows, your income automatically goes up.
Right. So you're kind of just giving yourself a raise based on the success of your business.
You are. And there are targets in the book. So you can look in the book and get the targets, but those are targets. We start where we are today. And over most business owners, I tell them 18 to 24 months to get to target. And so if you start at 1% today and the book says you need to be at 12%, well, every quarter move up 1 or 2%. And so over the course of a year, if you did 2% a quarter, you could pick up 8% in profit.
Right.
You make little changes. And don't try and do it all at once.
So what is the purpose then? So you're paying yourself, you're paying your taxes, you got your expenses paid. The profit is just an account that's there to do what with?
So if you were to invest in a business, would you not expect a return from it?
Of course. Well, why else would you invest?
Did you not invest in your business?
Mm-hmm.
Then why don't you expect a return from yourself?
Okay. So the profit is something you can pay yourself with or bonus with, or you just leave it there for you?
Your profit is essentially comes out of your... So today is April 1st.
Yep.
It is the first day of the quarter. What we do is you take half of the money in your profit account and you distribute it to yourself. And then you go celebrate. Okay. Like I got people posting, we bought a new car. We bought a new ATV. I'm traveling. You know, awesome. I splurged on this. You work hard. Why aren't you rewarding yourself? Yeah. Profit is a reward to you to do what you love and to also save. And if you're in debt, we use profit to pay down debt.
Pay down debt. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, my final question is then on the taxes, do you base the taxes on, you guess the first year and then you kind of base it on the year prior to as far as the percentage?
So what I would tell people to do is right now, you're probably getting a tax return from your accountant. You can look at how much you paid in taxes and now you know your percentage to start at.
Okay.
Right. And then you still go to targets because we're expecting you to be more profitable, which means you're going to pay more tax in the future. So still work towards targets, but that is a good place to start today.
Right. And if you start at, say, 20%, but then you're making more money and you go up into the 25% tax bracket, you're going to have to adjust that as you go along, right?
Correct. For most businesses, it's 15% target. And it's because it's 15% of gross, but you're paying tax on net. So even though it's 15% of gross, it's probably 30 or 40% of net. And so you're usually covered.
Gotcha. Well, Rocky, this has been phenomenal. I know Joseph is hopefully listening and is going to get this. He's going to get a free book. So I'm going to tell him what episode to listen to when this comes out. We are already at 40 something minutes. This has been amazing. We're going to talk actually when we say goodbye. To hang on for a few minutes, I got a couple of things I want to ask you about. But is there anything else that you want to, well, first of all, before you sign off, how can people find you if they, and are you, do you actually help people with this? Or you kind of just, you said you're a multimillionaire, so I'm sure you don't need the money, but can people find you?
Yeah. So they can find me at profitcomesfirst.com, right?
Okay.
Makes sense.
There it is.
When you get there, if you want to test out and see if the book is even worth reading, I'll give you 2 free chapters along with a bunch of tools. So it's a way to check it out. If you want to listen to my podcast, it's Profit Answer Man. And I literally go through every chapter of the book on the podcast and I tell you the highlights. So if you're a person like, let me learn a little bit more, listen to the podcast. Within 10 to 15 minutes, I'll cover each chapter in segments on the podcast and you can learn. I only work with a handful of people. So this is a retirement lifestyle business for me.
Awesome.
To me, this is fun. I enjoy it. And it allows me to earn a little bit of extra money that I use to go buy some more books and go to conferences. And it also allows me to continue to sharpen myself by belonging to organizations that will make me smarter with businesses' money. So that's what I use the money for, is to continue to develop myself so I can deliver more value to the handful of people who work with me. For the rest of you, everything I do for my clients, I teach on the podcast. I give it all away for free.
That's amazing. Well, you're a living, breathing example of what you teach, and you preach what you teach. And it's really great to see how successful you've been. And it's really been an honor to have you on the podcast. I really appreciate it. So any final words of wisdom for the audience out there before we go?
So the number one problem with this program is that people just don't start. Just go do it. Take the first step. Open the bank accounts. If your bank wants to charge you a lot of money, fire them and go get another bank. As a matter of fact, if you sign up for the 2 free chapters, I'll even send you a list of banks that will not charge you money.
You can do most bank accounts online now. You don't even have to go to a bank.
You can do it all online.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just do it. And you don't need to give me a penny to do it. We've taught you all the basics. Get started.
Get started. Just do it. Well, that's from Rocky Lalvani. And Rocky, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. And I want to thank everyone out there for joining us tonight on episode 61 of Marketing and Sales Over Cocktails. Remember, go to the website, marketingandsalespodcast.com. Go to the Ask Alan segment. Send me a question. If we read your question like we did Joseph from New Mexico, you will get a free signed autographed book by me. Signed and autographed is redundant, but I said it because I'm halfway done with my tequila. So Rocky, thanks again for joining us. Everyone, we'll see you again next time on Marketing and Sales Over Cocktails.